Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Democrat Janice Hahn won yesterday's special election in Southern California, defeating Republican Craig Huey for the 36th District Congressional seat. The unofficial results show Hahn carried roughly 55% of the vote following a hotly contested race. The seat was previously held by Democratic Representative Jane Harman, who resigned earlier this year. 22% of eligible voters in the district, which runs from Venice to San Pedro, turned out for the midsummer election. The U.S. Coast Guard has called off its search for the 7 Northern California men missing in Mexican waters. The aerial search covered over 7,000 square miles in the Gulf of California. The tourists disappeared into the Sea of Cortez when the fishing boat they were on capsized on July 3rd. Students at all 23 California State University campuses will be paying more come fall. The Board of Trustees voted to increase tuition after state lawmakers cut Cal State's budget. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
Outside Cal State University's headquarters in Long Beach, several dozen students protested the increase that'll price their yearly tuition at nearly $5,500.
Real change comes from the bottom, and that's what we're going to do. Thank you.
Cal State Dominguez Hills student Javier Laveau is urging students to form their own chapters of a group called Students Fight Back.
Enough is enough. You know, every semester we come in, there's another tuition hike. Every semester we come in, we find ourselves in overcrowded classrooms. Every semester we come in, there's no classes to even register to. People have to wait lists left and right. It shouldn't be like that. There is money out there.
Inside Cal State headquarters, trustee Gavin Newsom agreed with Laveau.
We've tripled now the tuition at the CSU system in the last 10 years. People, I don't think, fully appreciate this. It's the new norm. We've almost gotten used to the notion that there's going to be a tuition increase not once every cycle, but potentially two or three times.
Trustee Melinda Guzman said without the increase, even more students would be shut out of a Cal State education.
We have to be committed to exploring all other alternatives in order to avoid a fee increase in the future. And this really is a result of the legislature's failure to invest properly in higher education in California, which has a long-term ramifications for California's economic future.
The tuition increase won't solve Cal State's money problems. The university's cutting enrollment by 10,000 students this fall. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
Despite some recent relief at the pump, gas still costs about 65 cents more per gallon than it did a year ago here in California. And that's got some people changing their driving habits in order to save money. Fewer trips mean less gas. But what if that also meant cheaper car insurance? As Gretchen Weber reports for our occasional series, Miles to Go, there's a new kind of auto coverage in California that closely ties how much you drive to how much you pay.
Nancy Bell retired a few months ago. She left her home in suburban Massachusetts and she moved to a bright 16th floor apartment in a high-rise in Oakland, California. Bell's new home is close to public transit and just blocks from a bustling shopping district, which is just what she was looking for.
That was in part one of the reasons that I bought it, thinking that as I get older, chances were that eventually I would not be driving as much. And I want to be as independent as long as I can.
Now that she's on a fixed income, Bella's looking to save money by walking more and driving less, and by signing up for a new kind of auto coverage that just became legal in California. It's a little different from your standard insurance. Sure, the premiums are based on your age and driving record and car value, but they're also tied very closely to how much you drive. The broad term for this kind of approach is pay-as-you-drive insurance.
It's been very popular.
Jake Stewart is an insurance agent in San Francisco with State Farm, one of the first California insurers to offer a plan like this. He says the plan is good for most drivers and for his employer.
The goal of an insurance company is to appropriately match price to risk. We think that this program will allow us to do a better job of that. That'll mean more steady rates for the company, less volatility, and better long-term planning.
The idea of pricing insurance based in part on how much you drive is not new. In fact, California law mandates it. But up till now, most insurance companies dealt with this by offering just a few different mileage brackets. The new State Farm program has 40 brackets based on 500-mile increments. That changes things by giving the driver a lot more control over her premium. For example, if I skipped one weekend road trip to Tahoe, I'd not only save on gas and ski tickets, I'd also have a lower car insurance bill. Not a lot lower, just $20 or so, but some experts think that even a small incentive like this could actually motivate people to change their behavior.
There are a lot of costs and environmental impacts of driving.
Justin Horner is a transportation analyst with the nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council. He says that in California alone, this approach to auto insurance could cut up to 2.5 million tons of carbon dioxide.
Which is equivalent to everything that we're trying to do with the medium and heavy duty fleet regulations or the Million Solar Homes Initiative. So it does have the possibility to have a significant impact.
The Brookings Institution agrees. According to one study, if all drivers in the United States paid for insurance by the mile, driving would decrease by 8%. Judith Soto hopes so. She's also an Oakland resident who recently signed up for the new program.
The primary motivation was financial, but I just recently learned that I'm expecting a baby, and I think I've become even more aware and more sort of the importance of having a clean environment, I think, has become even more important to me.
The State Farm program relies heavily on customers self-reporting their mileage. That's an extra step some people might find inconvenient. And also, what's to keep people like Soto from cheating?
I like to think of myself as an honest person, but I do get the temptation, but I think that I probably won't.
Soto says part of the reason she signed up in the first place is because she wants to drive less. This insurance simply gives her the added incentive. And the thing that's really unique about it is that it's a positive incentive rather than a negative one, meaning a lot of policies designed to get people to drive less make it more expensive, like raising the gas tax or creating more tolls or charging higher parking fees. This works the other way. Rather than making driving more expensive, it just makes not driving that much cheaper. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber.
And you can see and hear everything from our series Miles to Go online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.
Funds for the production of this report were provided by the Silicon Valley Community Foundation's Envision Bay Area Initiative, with more information available at youchoosebayarea.org.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, July 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.